Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental issues from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we are joined by Emma Stalwart, who is the Sonora Landscape Specialist for the Watershed Management Group. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you, Dan.
You're the Sonoran Landscape Specialist. What is it that you do?
I wear a couple hats, like most employees at Watershed. My main role is with our Green Living Co-op. I do everything from landscape design to implementation through our co-op program. I meet with homeowners and help them plan out and design water harvesting landscape for their yard. That includes rain tanks or gray water or just earthworks and native plants. And then if they choose to do a project with us, I coordinate the workshop. So we install our projects with volunteers. Labor. We invite neighbors, friends, anybody from the community to come help install these landscapes, and they get to learn hands-on at the workshop, and also the homeowner gets a little bit of a financial break by having these volunteers help offset the labor cost. I also manage the Monsoon Squad program. We like to think of the Monsoon Squad volunteers as our rain garden superheroes. Basically, it's a year-long volunteer program where people help manage, take care of some demonstration gardens at our city council offices. Wards 1, 2, 3, and 6 have really beautiful demonstration water harvesting landscapes, and the volunteers in the Monsoon Squad program make monthly visits to help take care of those landscapes. We provide a lot of training for them on sustainable landscape management. We also have some fun events throughout the year for these volunteers. It's a team-based program.
And details of all these programs can be found on your site, which is watershedmg.org. I would like your professional opinion as to the perennial debate whether weeds should be left in to keep the soil together or whether they should be pulled out because they're largely invasive.
This is a topic that we've been talking with our Monsoon Squad volunteers a lot, teaching them how to identify invasive plants and how to identify native plants to make sure that when they're taking care of our demonstration gardens, they're not pulling the good things. In general, if a plant is invasive, that means that it's going to outcompete beneficial native plants, and you really don't want it around. And so learning to identify your invasive plants and get rid of those is very important for maintaining a healthy ecosystem in the Tucson Basin. One of the biggest issues we have with invasives in this area is the creation of a fire hazard. Jonathan Horst from the Tucson Audubon did a training with us with the Monsoon Squad program a couple years ago, and he shared with us what the worst offenders are in terms of invasives that create fire hazards. And the Tucson Basin is not a fire ecosystem. It didn't evolve with wildfires. And so if we have an accumulation of biomass that is very flammable, that can create large problems. We can lose a lot of our native plants if we start to have more frequent fires in the desert. So that's one thing. Want to get rid of the invasives. However, there are many, many, many native annuals that people think of as weeds because they didn't plant them. You know, they're a native plant. They come up with the spring rains, with the winter rains, and those are great. And if you know the difference, ideally, you would leave all of those plants. They have relationships with native pollinators. In most cases, because they're annuals, they're going to disappear as soon as it gets hot. They aren't going to cause a long-term issue, but absolutely, they help keep dust down. They have a role to play.
Could you explain to me why it is that the invasive species come out on top so much?
Invasive plants is just a term for a plant that is not native that does very, very well in a setting. So you can have a non-native plant that is not invasive. Think of pansies that you buy at Home Depot. Those aren't native to Tucson, but they sure aren't going to take over either. The moment you stop watering those, they're toast. Invasives are plants that have come from another environment that is similar enough to this one that they are able to thrive, but because they've been taken out of their native context, they either don't have the same predators that they had, they don't have the same pests that they had, or they maybe have an evolutionary advantage in this setting that are native plants, because they're in balance with all of the other creatures and plants in this ecosystem, don't have. And so they can reproduce unchecked because they're taken out of their context.
Would you say that one solution would be to import more invasive
species? Absolutely not. That's been tried. But no, in most cases, you just create more and more problems for yourself. There are so many examples. In Hawaii, they introduced creatures to control other creatures, and then they just had a bigger problem. In Australia, they had one problem. They introduced cane toads. Cane toads took over. There are many examples of biological controls being attempted, and the repercussions are usually more than you can plan for. Yes.
What do you think of the strategy to favor the natives and keep pulling the invasives and make life hard on them, favoring the native species? Do you think that'd be efficient?
Yes. In our landscape care of our demonstration gardens, we get to see how this plays out in real time. And this year, yes, we still have the London rocket invasive mustard coming up. We have cheeseweed. We have these invasive weeds appearing, but in far, far fewer numbers because we've been pulling them year after year. And now the ground is covered in wildflowers. There is still some ongoing maintenance to do, but the work becomes less and less as the natives are able to take over again. If you spray everything and you kill everything back, the invasives are going to be the first to return. If you are killing all of your annual plants, you're going to end up with only invasives.
How do you feel about glyphosates?
Glyphosate, or as most people know it, Roundup, is a nonspecific herbicide. And so anything green that it touches, it will kill. So you run the risk of eliminating native species as well. And if you eliminate all of the plants from an area, which people love to do in their gravel yards, they want nice, clean gravel, the first plants that are going to come back are going to be the invasives. And so you can end up with a much less healthy ecosystem where you've basically gotten rid of all of your really nice native plants and wildflowers, and you're left with just those really tenacious invasive weeds.
A lot of people, like me, do not really know the difference between native and invasive species, and particularly where it comes to grasses, they all look rather similar to me. Where can people learn more about the difference?
As soon as you start to spend time in your yard pulling weeds, you start to recognize these things. As soon as you start to interact more with your landscape, you're going to develop an eye for these things. We are working on developing our own plant identification guides for our Monsoon Squad members. All of our Monsoon Squad members have access to an online database of native and invasive plants that we've taken pictures of that are common in the Tucson Basin. For the general public, I mean, there's always the Agricultural Extension. They have great resources online.
The U of A.
And then there are individual groups. So you could volunteer on a buffelgrass removal day, and those happen all over town. And then you're going to become really familiar with buffelgrass, and you'll start to see it everywhere. As you come in contact with these things, educating yourself about the plant that's in front of you, the next time you see it, you'll know what you're working with.
Would it be possible for me, if I see this plant in my yard and I wonder what it is, to take a picture of it and send it to you and you would tell me what it is?
I do that for my Monsoon Squad members because I want them to become knowledgeable about these things. The Tucson Audubon Society also has done a lot of work with invasive removals in their bird habitats, so they would be good people to talk to. But if you're interested in really delving into this, joining the Monsoon Squad would be an awesome thing to do, and then you'll have access to all of our resources. And you'll be able to attend our regular trainings on these things. We are developing a guide of the most common natives and invasives, and when that's done, I'm sure that we can make that available to the public.
Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you, Dan.